Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Lowest close for the VIX since 1993. S&P and NASDAQ both advanced to records. They spent much of the day fluctuating, but the S&P 500 index gained less than half a point to 2399.38. NASDAQ is at 6102, up a point, a gain there of less than one-tenth of 1%. The Dow higher by 5 points to 21,012. The 10-year down 10/32 at yield 2.39%. Gold down 40 cents the ounce to 1226, a drop there of less than one-tenth of 1%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Was covered with snow, so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser along with Corey Johnson. We are live from the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. Ken Feinberg is with us, attorney at the law offices of Kenneth R. Feinberg and administrator of the One Fund Boston. But he also has been administrator to various compensation programs, 9/11, I think about BP, TARP.
Snow on the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston is the only thing he hasn't been involved in. The only natural disaster he has yet to get involved in.
Nice to have you back with us. You are giving the keynote also this evening.
Indeed.
What is it that you want to tell the business community here in Boston?
Well, the business community in Boston in particular, you talk about being community-oriented and being resilient and coordinating in the time of unexpected tragedy. I remember after the Boston Marathon bombings, President Obama came to Boston and said, there's a little bit of Boston in all of us. And I think that's true. And I'm here tonight really to thank Boston and Boston businesses for how they stepped up.
So quickly.
$61 million
in
90 days.
It's remarkable.
And the way that they rallied around the victims and the mayor and the governor, I'm here to say thank you tonight on behalf of One Fund Boston.
What was it like for Boston to sort of the recovery process? I mean, you've seen the recovery process in New York. You've seen it. You saw it at Katrina. And I wonder how what was uniquely Boston about that?
Well, what was really unique, I can't speak too much for the recovery process. What I can tell you is in my career, I have never seen a community and a nation, frankly, rally around a city after those marathon bombings. One thing I've learned in what I do, never underestimate the charitable impulse of the American people. It was astounding to me.
It's interesting. You've been a busy man, and you sat down, too, because you have had a special evening last night as well. Tell us a little bit about
that. Last night was the 100th anniversary celebration of the birth of President John F. Kennedy, a fair-haired son of Boston.
I do remember.
And we were at the Presidential Library, the JFK Presidential Library, and quite an evening, former President Obama and Michelle Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State John Kerry, Caroline Kennedy, back from Japan, where she was the ambassador to the United States to Japan. And we were all gathered, there were about 800 people at the library, to celebrate President Obama receiving the Profile and Courage Award from the library.
Right.
And participating, gave a wonderful talk. And it was quite an evening of nostalgia and remembrance and, I might say, optimism about the future.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because I think about all the things that you've worked on, Ken, where you often had to bring together various parties to come to a solution, to come to some compensation terms or what have you. You know, we are in a time where there is so much divisiveness. Boston does seem to be a place where different sides can get together, debate, and come to some decision. What is your advice to the rest of the country?
Well, let me just say, I'm fortunate in the sense that when I get involved, when policymakers, a president, a Congress, a governor, a mayor, when they ask me to get involved after some sort of national tragedy,
right,
the Marathon bombings, 9/11, the Virginia Tech shootings, the Sandy Hook Elementary School, those 25 first graders that were killed, I find that after tragedy, America rallies around the victims. It's not politics as usual. It's not polarizing. It's not red state, blue state, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican. So I benefit from what you seek, your question, which is consensus. The view that these people, they're but for fortune, innocent victims. Let's all put aside our differences and rally around those poor, grieving families. And that really helps. I think, as President Obama last night said, that the arc of justice, it sometimes isn't linear. It goes up, it goes down, it's curving. One day you're in the valley, the next day on the mountaintop. But eventually we as a people get there. And I think that this too shall pass, this polarization politically.
Right.
And I think that there'll be some common purpose, some common objective, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
You've been involved with so many of these, and I wonder if there's a particular skill set that you think or that you've built up over time that makes you better qualified to do this than you were when you first did it.
Well, I'll tell you what's the most important, and that is empathy. Anytime I get a call, I pick up a newspaper, a tragedy, there's going to be a compensation program, and they're going to ask me, I brace myself. Because it's not difficult designing and administering compensation programs. It's not.
Mm.
What's difficult is the emotion that goes with it.
I don't even know how you could do that.
Debilitating.
I've found it harder and harder in my career to cover natural disasters, not unnatural disasters, terrorist attacks and stuff. I just find myself emotionally, it's harder now than it was the first time around.
It's debilitating. I'll never forget after 9/11, a woman came to see me sobbing. Mr. Feinberg, I lost my husband in the World Trade Center. He was a fireman. And he left me with our two children, 6 and 4. Now, you're going to give me $2.5 million. I want it in 30 days. And I said to her, I said, Mrs. Jones, this is public money. It may take 90 days or 100 days. Why do you need it in 30 days? She goes, why? I'll tell you why. I have terminal cancer. My husband was going to survive me and take care of our two children. I only have 10 weeks to live. Now they're going to be orphans. And I have got to get this money while I still have my faculties and set up a program. So we rushed the money through, and 8 weeks later she died. And I mean, it is that emotional part of the job. It's not the dollars and cents and the calculations. That's relatively straightforward. It's the stories you hear that are chilling and that make the job so
And is that, has that gotten easier?
No.
Has it gotten more difficult?
It's always difficult.
Yeah.
And the only, you insulate yourself a little bit if here in Boston, if Mayor Menino or Governor Patrick asked you to do it, you do it.
Mm.
President Obama after BP, President Bush after 9/11. Well, you're being asked to do a job, but easy? The emotion is never, never easy.
Have you ever said no?
No, if you try saying no to a president or a governor.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty tricky.
It's pretty hard. But you do the best you can, and you get through it.
Ken, thank you very much. Ken Feinberg, attorney with, of course, his offices of Ken Feinberg, and the administrator of the One Fund Boston. Really glad to have some time with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ed Baxter's with us right now in our 960 studios back in San Francisco. Ed, what's going on?
Boy, some stories there. My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing, right?
Oh, wow. We're going to do a lot of politics today, recap of the French elections. This is interesting. It's a real interesting time. What happened there goes way against Brexit, way against the U.S. Olivia Marshall joins us. Also, a publicist group, Maurice Levy, joins us. We'll do that. We'll also check bipartisanship in the United States. That's coming up on Bloomberg Best right around the bend.
All right.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce. Force.